Last weekend's alleged racial incident involving University at Albany students aboard a CDTA bus remains a mystery after videos have been scrutinized. Initial reports were that three black student women were called racial slurs during a late-night fight on the bus. The Times Union reports Albany County DA David Soar screened the package of videos for two longtime local black activists. In the end, neither the Center for Law and Justice's Alice Green nor Albany Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin could tell exactly what happened. They tell the paper they don't disbelieve the women's claims, but the seven videos they've seen don't appear to show any attack. Despite some student concerns heading into the weekend, UAlbany spokesman Carl Lunta says,
"We don't expect any problems, but we're monitoring the campus and the situation. The president has called for unity and respectful dialogue, and that's what we're seeing on campus, and we're proud of our students for that."
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.